All right, we're here in KSOM, and we're previewing the girls' wrestling season. And we know that some teams have left the girls' wrestling program called SWAT. They're down to just two schools, Cam and Nottoway Valley. The head coach for SWAT girls' wrestling is Tyler South. He joins us here on KGRN. And, Coach, I know some teams left you, but you're still got a couple of schools that you're going with this year. How are you feeling about your team coming into a brand-new season?
Feeling confident this year. We got a good lineup of girls. We have 14 high school wrestlers out, and of course some of them are stacked up at the same weight, but we're still gonna be close to a full squad. We're looking at two, maybe three open weights this season, as long as we can keep everybody healthy.
So still tremendous numbers. That's great. How of those 14 kids, about how many from Cam, how many from Nottoway Valley?
I think it's like 8 from Cam and 6 from Nottoway Valley or something like that.
Okay.
So it's split almost pretty even.
All right. Very good. So yeah, that's good. So who do you expect to be kind of like your leader for the team coming into the season?
Well, we got three returning state qualifiers this year. Ellen Gerlach at 190, she's a two-time state qualifier. She's senior this year. And then we have Jazz Christensen at 100, who is also a senior. She's a two-time state qualifier. And we have Stella Beattie that's going to be at 170. She was a state qualifier last year as a freshman. And all these girls, they've just kind of stepped up, and they all encourage each other. We got some girls, Liliana Tafoya and Bailey Lillard and Destiny Fry. They all had good seasons last year. They all keep encouraging everybody and the newer wrestlers why they're pushing them to be the best that they can be as well. So it's hard to say who's going to be the leader right now until we get into some competition.
Yeah, very good. But I mean, it helps to have three girls coming back that were, you know, state tournament qualifiers a year ago, and certainly they want to get back to state. Why don't you go through each one of them, those three girls, and what their prospects are about coming into this season?
Jazz Christensen, she was a little upset last year. She was close to being on the podium, but didn't quite make it. She's got high expectations on this season. I know she's looking hard at the podium and wanting to be up there. Definitely would like to be at the top, but she definitely wants to be up on the podium this year. Ellen Gerlach at 190, two-time qualifier. Last year she was close and had her season come to an end at the state tournament. And same thing, she's got a lot of drive. She's got a lot of heart. She wants to be on that podium as well. And then Stella at 170, first round at state last year, she hurt her elbow, so that knocked her out of the tournament. But she's got, as an eighth grader, she was AAU state champion, and so she's got a lot of heart, she's got a lot of determination, really just a passion for the sport, and just loves it and loves the competition.
Right. And you had Haley Armstrong, a sophomore last year. What school was she at?
She's at Atlantic.
Okay, so she's okay. Well, I'm still learning. Yep. the girls, yep, and the teams, so very good. She'll be running on the Atlantic banner this year. But still, even you lose her, and she was obviously impressive third place finish a year ago. You got each three of them coming back this year that want to go back to state and obviously had some success. Give me some other girls that you think have the possibilities this year coming in that could possibly make a run at going to Iowa City as well.
Nadia South, she's an incoming freshman. She was actually on the list of incoming freshmen to watch this season. She's just a natural when she's out on the mat. She just moves really good. She's got good body awareness of where she's at and where to move to, you know, just she's patient on the mat and doesn't get rattled too much while she's out there. And Destiny Fry from Nottoway Valley, she was one match away last year from qualifying, and I know she would like to be out there at the state tournament this year as a sophomore. So Liliana Tafoya, she's a senior this year. She's another one. She's a good leader in the wrestling room, in the practice room, and she pushes all the girls hard, and she's just really been putting in the work in the off season and just really looking good so far this year. So we're ready to see what they can do once they get out into competition.
Sure. I mean, how many total, you said you had some weight classes that might double up. I mean, how many different weight classes do you think you'll be able to fill?
We're probably going to have about 12 of them full. We got two new girls up, newer girls in the heavyweight, and we got another Gerlach, Megan Gerlach, younger sister to Ellen, that is right there about 190. So once we get into our upper weights, we got just a little bit of depth, but we would like to see a few more girls down, of course, but we're going to be close to having a full team. Probably going to be one of the lower weights, 105 might be open, and then 30 or 35 it looks like right now is going to be open. So
well, I'm sure with the numbers as they are, I mean, if some of the teams had stayed with you, the numbers would be even better, but I mean, still it's a pretty good prospect and a good team. I mean, with the two combined this year, you know, is it discouraging to see some of those teams go that the unification, the agreements have fallen apart, but yet you're still able to maintain a strong numbers going into this year?
It's kind of bittersweet when they break off. The co-op was formed just to help get the sport growing and help get it going good and help these schools get something established with these girls wanting to compete. And that's kind of what they've done. These schools have gotten to where they can sustain their own program. So when they can do that, why, it's kind of time to break off and go on their own. And that's encouraging that they can do that, that the sport has grown so much in just three seasons that they can sustain their own team and be competitive at it. So it is rough to see them go, though. We had some schools leave over the last two seasons that they have some phenomenal wrestlers. They got a lot of talent there, so it's hard to see them leave and know that we're going to be competing against them. But it's like I said, it's bittersweet.
Sure, absolutely. So what's your message to the team this year to try and have some success and again get as many as you can to the Extreme Arena?
Well, tell you what, they've been coming into the practice room and they just go at it full bore for 2 hours, and I've never seen a group of girls work harder than what this group is right now. And they've all got goals set very high this season, and I know some of them aren't going to make it, but there's others that are going to be darn close, and they just keep encouraging each other and lifting each other up, and I think we're going to have a good season.
Well, let's hope it all comes together for you, Coach. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck throughout the upcoming season. Thanks so much.
All right. Yep. Thank you.
Tyler South, head coach for SWAT, Cam, and Ottawa Valley Girls Wrestling here on KSOM.